Menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars could soon be illegal if the Food and Drug Administration follows through on a ban proposed yesterday. Public health experts say the move could prevent thousands of premature deaths every year, especially in Black communities. Let's bring in Mike Regan, senior editor for Bloomberg News. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Jane.
Well, a quick note to start here. Michael Bloomberg, who is the majority owner of the parent company of Bloomberg News, is a public supporter of a ban on flavored tobacco. So, Mike, Congress banned flavored cigarettes with its 2009 Tobacco Control Act, but made exceptions for menthols. Why is the FDA doing this now?
Well, it's just really the sense that a menthol-flavored cigarette, which gives the smoker sort of a minty taste, just simply makes smoking more appealing, especially to those young kids who might try it for the first time. And if it's easier to smoke and sort of more appealing to smoke that first few cigarettes, then the idea is that you can get addicted to tobacco much quicker. So that's really the main gist of it. Yeah, as you put out, the menthol was exempted from that ban on flavored cigarettes more than a decade ago. Cigars, on the other hand, were still allowed to be produced with flavors like chocolate and coffee and bourbon. And now the FDA is saying, you know, they really do believe that that is contributing to young people smoking more cigars even than they would otherwise. So two separate measures to try to really curtail smoking with these bans.
Understood. And the FDA says there are about 18 million adults, not just kids in the U.S. who smoke menthols, about a third of all smokers. And they're particularly popular among Black smokers, which is not an accident, right? They were heavily marketed to Black Americans for many years. Talk about the impact the FDA believes this move will have.
Right. It's a really big discrepancy between Black and white smokers. Nearly 85% of Blacks who smoke smoke menthol cigarettes compared to 30% of white smokers. And the reasons why I really go back to sort of that Mad Men era of advertising in the 50s and 60s. There's a documentary a few years ago called Black Lives, Black Lungs that dug deeply into it. And basically what they found is the tobacco companies found that in Black communities, menthol had a reputation for sort of giving you fresh breath because it has that minty flavor to it. And also, you know, is perceived as even healthier than traditional cigarettes. So that sort of preference for menthol has grown from those seeds of the 50s and 60s to really become the dominant preference in many Black communities. And as a result, you know, Blacks have higher rates of death due to lung cancer and higher smoking rates.
Yeah.
So the FDA is really trying to help alleviate that problem with this menthol ban.
Quickly, any reaction from the tobacco industry, Mike?
Well, there are some groups, specifically from the tax reform side, a group called the Americans for Tax Reform, that is saying this could actually encourage an unregulated sort of underground market for menthol cigarettes. And that could potentially be more hazardous because these products aren't regulated. Others pointing out that, you know, cigarettes are a big source of tax revenue for governments, and they'll take a hit from that as well.
Well, the FDA promises to host listening sessions upcoming in June to discuss concerns about this, meaning menthol cigarettes are not disappearing from shelves tomorrow or anytime soon. Mike Regan, senior editor for Bloomberg News, thank you so much.